CliffCentral.com. I'm so happy today.
Why are you happy?
We have got a brand new sponsor who's joined the show. They're with us for a year, and I've got to tell you, I think it is the place for entertainment in this country, and it's Monte Casino.
I'm so excited.
So on that note, let's do the following. All About Theatre with Monte Casino. On the show today, we have the one and only Conrad Koch about the puppet guy, and we have Kate Normington, who is the top star in the musical.
I'm on the top. I'm always on top, Ellen. Hey? Okay. Yeah.
The top star in a musical, Into the Woods, and it's all performing at Monte Casino. All About Theatre, this feature is brought to you by Monte Casino. They've got it. Welcome, Kate Normington, to the show.
Hi, Alan.
They do have it.
It feels like home here.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah. I was in here last week, man. No, I wasn't really. But it feels like it. Hey? It's Peter Turin's theatre, the downstairs theatre. Yeah.
And it's
oh, so you're not on top?
Yeah, no.
Conrad's on top.
He's upstairs in the little studio, and we're downstairs doing Into the Woods. It's the final 2 weeks, Alan. Well, when I say 2 weeks, we've got this weekend. Tomorrow is Friday night show, two shows on Saturday, one at 4, one at 8, and then the Sunday show at 2 o'clock.
You've done a number of shows at Peter Turin and at Teatro, at Monty itself.
Yes.
I just want to do this because it's always nice to give good things a plug, and not only because they're the sponsor, but I love going to a place where you can really have an all-out entertainment experience.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this for a reason, because entertainment is, it's like when you're in the West End and you have performed on the West End.
Yeah.
And it's nice to be able to go from the theatre, go and have a drink.
Go and have some dinner.
And I find that that type of complex, Monte Casino, does that.
Yeah.
And then you can go off, and if you feel like going off to have to listen to a band in a late night bar, or a bit of jazz here, or you want to be able to go and game, if you want to go gaming, it offers
you a lot. But Monty has some beautiful theatre restaurants, so you can come in either earlier, have something to eat, be civilized about it, go to the show, or afterwards, because there are places open afterwards.
And if you want to be romantic, you got your rewards card and those type of things, you can get a great deal at the hotels.
Yes.
So you actually can make a whole evening of it.
Weekend.
And romance and into the woods. Into the woods.
You just sing one of the songs, Alan.
Now, Kate Normington, just an absolute superstar. I'm so happy to have you with us.
Superstar in my own lunchtime, but I'm prepared to talk about the show it's on until next Sunday, which is the 13th of April.
Correct. And Stephen Steed did a great job, and the sets are incredible.
Stephen Steed and Greg King from Greg King. Kickstart Productions.
Amazing, these Durbanites.
Yeah. They're prolific. But he doesn't stop working.
But how is that set?
I know.
How do you move around that set?
With great difficulty. No, actually not with great difficulty. It's so beautiful and ergonomical. And to take it from the theatre in Cape Town, the little intimate theatre on the bay, space, and move it to Monty, which is really different, it's just gorgeous. And, Greg is practical, but he's also incredibly creative, as is Stephen. And they just make things work. They just make them work.
Now, it's interesting because this role in particular, if you haven't seen it on the stages of abroad in Broadway and in the UK, you wouldn't be able to understand it until you obviously have
seen it in context.
And then and I'm going to put it in context. What is it about? If you've joined us and you don't know what Into the Woods is about.
Into the Woods, yeah. It's a series of fairy tales, but I mean that sounds so incredibly lightweight. It's very dark. It's if you've ever watched Grimm's, what is that TV show? It was called Grimm.
Yeah, Grimm's. Yeah.
They're about very dark fairy tales, and the Huntsman. Which is sort of loosely based on Snow White. But they, you know, the fairy tales these days are going to incredibly dark places like Maleficent.
But they always have been a little bit dark.
Exactly.
Little Red Riding Hood is a dark story, and it goes a little bit darker into the woods.
Dark.
Have you seen it, Nathan?
I've only seen the film. I'm hoping to see it this weekend.
So, as a person who's sort of watched it from outside and perhaps not sort of known of it before, what did you make of the film?
So it's exactly what I wanted to talk about.
It's basically fairy tales intertwining. So it's Little Red Riding Hood meets
so they encounter
Cinderella.
Each other.
Yes, they cross paths, and there's a plot that they've put together that they all kind of intersect, and it tells all their kind of dark stories.
And their foibles and how they relate to one another.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And it's all sung. The whole thing is sung.
Yes.
There's no talking.
Well, in the movie there isn't.
There isn't.
Largely just, isn't.
I mean, but it's done very well. See, for me, like, I watched Les Mis, and I get a bit frustrated sometimes when they're like, "You dropped your keys on the floor," you know. And
but the theatre show is not like that,
isn't it?
Oh,
okay.
No, there's dialogue.
Oh, see, I'm looking forward to this.
So they're little vignettes that sort of shine out. And as I said to Alan, some people take a while to get into the woods, but as soon as you start recognizing the music. You know, people say to you, what has Sondheim written? And you go, well, Send in the Clowns. Yeah. And, you know, he was the lyricist on West Side Story. They all go, okay.
Yes. And Barbara Streisand did a hell of a lot of his work.
Children Will Listen.
Yeah, Children Will Listen, of course.
And that's from Into the Woods. Yeah. But the music is profound and gorgeous. And
it is gorgeous. And it's nonstop. It is a musical on steroids. That's how I can describe it. And then, of course, the center character who actually fits in a hell of a lot of fairy tales is the witch, the Wicked Witch.
She's not wicked. She's sort of all-knowing. She's like the Oracle of Delphi. You know, you'd go to her to get meds and drugs.
And in the movie, it's played by Meryl Streep, and on stage by you, Kate Normington.
In South Africa.
In South Africa. And incredible. People went mad. My partner and I were screaming as you were. You know, we were
She's
going
the
crazy.
The Meryl of Monty.
Yeah, you laugh now, but when you see it, yeah, you'll believe it. But the witch is a gorgeous role. I mean, the centerpiece of Into the Woods is actually the baker's wife and the baker who sort of take you on this journey. These post-apocalyptic characters who survive the giants of the world and being set upon by life itself, but they are the ones that kind of make sense of it and draw together a community, whereas the witch is this misanthrope who just can't bear people and has to sort of you two are not listening to
we
me
are
anymore
listening to
but do you know what I'm saying, Nathan?
Yes,
it's she's the crone that you know, who's all-knowing and can't be doing with people, so she takes things into her own hands.
So, Kate, we get everyone to do this in the morning.
Yes.
Is to sing a little bit of a song.
Yes.
And have you got it ready?
Well, does Kate not want to do an archipelago?
Yes.
I'm going to do an archipelago, but I'm going to do something. And, Nathan, you can tell me if you know what this is a preamble to.
Right. Okay. Ooh, I feel like I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah. This is going to be about 5 tones lower than I normally do it.
Well, it is 9:12.
Can I go?
And go for it.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from my window pane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rainbow. And then what does that go into?
Oh.
Somewhere.
Over the rainbow.
Beautiful.
Oh, do you remember that preamble?
I do remember that preamble. It's stunning. It's not in the original song of Somewhere Over the
Isn't
Rainbow.
Isn't it?
No, it should be, though. It's stunning.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, I love having you in the studio. It's the one and only.
Sorry, I'm talking about the Fat Hawaiian Guy's version.
No, not in that version, right?
No.
What are you talking about?
The Judy Garland version. Right.
He's in Swing City. He's his new album has just come out this week. So do me a favor. We've got to train you on musical theatre history.
Well, do you not know the Fat Hawaiian version?
Of course we know. It's Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Exactly. So that's, you know, that's...
His name is Israel,
did
actually.
Did you give me a bit of reverb there, Nathan?
No, it was just the natural timbre of your voice. That good.
In studio, the one and only Kate Normington. We're talking about Into the Woods. Of course, it's happening at Monte Cassino at Peter Twins Theatre. Just upstairs.
Not inside, it's on top.
We've got Conrad Koch with Puppet Guy, and he is hysterical. Conrad, welcome
He's
to the
touring.
Show.
He's been all over the world.
Hello, Kate.
How's it, Conrad? Where have you just come back from?
I was all over. I was in Canada and Australia.
I know.
I've been touring. Yeah, so the last trip was Australia to the World Fringe Festival in Perth.
Are you back now for a while?
Yeah, I've got the TV show on EMCA.
Oh, man.
Yes, which is great.
When I finish Into the Woods, I'm bringing my whole clan.
We finish at the same time. It's never
what?
Happened.
I've
been in this situation before. We finish on the same day. So when you're on stage, I'm on stage.
You.
Have you seen it yet, Conrad?
Into the Woods? No, I haven't.
He can't, you tit.
I know, but he did start a week later. Conrad, firstly, welcome back to the stages here in Johannesburg at Monty. Tell us about Puppet Guy. I mean, rave reviews.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a crazy, crazy show. So, obviously, I was heavy in politics and totally focused on political satire. So, everyone thought, if you're going to go see one of my shows, it's about politics. No? And so, creatively, for myself, it got a bit, I'm also not pushing the envelope as far as the actual ventriloquism. So the satire, proper pushing the envelope. The actual ventriloquism, I'm not really exploring where this can go. And so over the last few years, I did Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal, huge comedy festival, biggest one in the world. And I came back going, I'd like to do something a bit more outside of our South African box and also outside of the normal political content. So I created a whole new thing with a DJ puppet where I take a hoodie off my feet and the sleeves, and the back of the hood of the DJ turns into a face, and I actually DJ, literally DJ, with my feet on a sampling app on iPad. I DJ with my feet. It's crazy. And it's very funny. And it's very interactive and it's very joyful. I get people on stage and it's toured. It's just toured and toured. And that really, in Winnipeg, I had people waiting for 2 hours before my show to get tickets because it just sold out hard. And
well, that's what we want to hear.
So much fun.
And Conrad, it's great that you can take ventriloquism plus puppetry plus the whole art of comedy to this level, because we don't have this in South Africa.
Well, it's so difficult, as you know, in that we only have three main cities, so you can't tour it to the amounts that you need to hone it. So while it can get good, but you do need to do it for a while. You do need, especially with ventriloquism, the ventriloquist people know, like a Jeff Dunham or someone, to get the stuff that he became famous for, he had done for quite some time. So, but he lives in a country which has dozens of cities where he can tour. So I've had to take it overseas and also to get reviewed by reviewers who have seen the best ventriloquists, to know the standards and the trope, and what to look out for, and what's hacky, and what's... So when you know, the problem, and it's not... South Africa's wonderful, but when you do world-class work, how's anyone going to know if they haven't seen other world-class work? Or if your work isn't world-class, how will you be certain that you've got some work to do? So that's what's been satisfying.
Conrad, rave reviews, that's called The Puppet Guy. Who must come and see the show? If you had to throw it out to the audience.
That's a great
who's
question.
The show?
Another great question.
Who's the show for?
It's for everybody, I'd say 13 and up, but the fact is that you can actually, I've seen people with their 7-year-olds there and it's been fine. There's one F-bomb, the show's not crude at all, I've deliberately made it as clean as possible while still doing what I do. So it's literally, what's different about this is a stand-up, it's just some person on a stage. This is interactive. I've put a mask on someone, like a lion mask. It's a special ventriloquism mask where they can talk, and they think they're a lion and they want to hunt someone in the audience. You know, they come out there and they're really deep inside they're a lion. And it's very visual and very fun. So you can actually bring your whole family and you can bring your granny. And if you like Chester's political stuff, there is a bit of that around the elections. So it's just a fun show for just about everybody.
Well, that is.
And if you're a Jeff Dunham, Nina Conti, that kind of fan, I mean, my politics isn't the same, but you will definitely be satisfied.
Conrad, who is your favorite puppet character, and can you do a little hello for us from him or her?
Hello, he's my guy. Hey, man, hala, la, welcome to Club Central. Please come see our show and watch my TV show on ENCA and ETV, 10:30 on Tuesdays and 7:30 on Sundays.
Love you, Conrad. Thank you, my friend. Be
thanks,
well.
Guys.
It's a puppet guy happening upstairs at the small theater at Monte Casino.
Yeah.
And, of course, Into the Woods, so much fun. We're going to play a little bit of a song for it, but so much fun. And please do not miss this particular production, because it really is superb. Kate Normington and the whole cast, Earl Gregory, they take it to another level. There's so
Jessica
many.
Jessica Soule, Candice Van Lytzenberg,
Diane
Simpson, LJ Nielsen, they're all magnificent. Michael Richard.
Yeah, Michael Richard is great. Sure, great as the
that
as the
voice.
Is beautiful, that voice. And so, yes, do not forget to go and see those two phenomenal shows at Monte Casino. If you've missed any of the show, you can find the podcast on cliffcentral.com. For more bookings, visit www.montecasino.co.za. This is the easiest thing to do. Listen to me. If you in the Monte Casino, in the venues, just go off to the box office. Find out what's available, pick your seat, and seriously, you can do it.
It's a
comfy
ticket.
You don't have to just, you don't have to go online. You
can just
go and
ask them.
See what's going on and if, where their space is. And also, go to their website. There's lots of things happening. That again, www.montecasino.co.za. Monte Casino, they've got it.
Into the woods, it's time to go. It may be all in vain, I know. Into the woods, but even so, I have to take the journey.
Into the woods, the path is straight, you know it well.
But who can tell?
Into the woods to lift the spell. Into the woods to visit mother.
Into the woods to sell the cow.
To get the money. To go to the festival.
Into the woods to grandmother's house. To grandmother's house.
The way is clear, the light is good. I have no fear, nor no one should. The woods are just trees, the trees are just wood. No need to be afraid, there's something in the glade there.
Cliffcentral.com